the head of the U.S. Border Patrol admits the United States doesn't have operational control of the border. It's St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Legislation has been introduced that would allow for the recall of U.S. senators in Texas. We'll find out what that means coming up. But first, maybe the biggest news from the Texas Capitol yesterday was what didn't happen in the Texas House. Specifically, a resolution was pulled from consideration that would have honored two LGBT activists who had unsuccessfully sued the state in their bid to force gay marriage. This would have marked the second time in 2 weeks that a pro-LGBT resolution was put before the House by the Democrat chairman of the House Resolutions Committee with the support of the Republican members of that committee. Last week, Republicans unanimously supported a pro-LGBT resolution on the House floor that was included with more than 150 other resolutions. Afterwards, 56 members put a statement in the House Journal expressing their opposition without actually affecting the passage. After spending a week defending their decision to pass that previous LGBT resolution, hiding behind process and claiming the House rules gave them no choice, they seem to have realized that letting Democrats pass these highly politicized resolutions was a losing fight and a really bad look. With reports showing Texas's taxpayer-funded universities and colleges implementing controversial diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, a new poll finds Republican voters believe their funding should be pulled. A CWS research poll commissioned by the Defend Texas Liberty PAC finds 72% of Republican voters in Texas disapprove of their tax dollars going to those institutions. A measure filed in the Texas House would amend the state's election code and create a recall provision for United States senators. Under legislation put forward by Republican State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian, Texas U.S. senators would be subject to a recall by a majority vote in each chamber of the legislature. Harrison said the U.S. Senate was originally designed to safeguard the nation against federal overreach, but with the passage of the 17th Amendment providing for the direct election of senators, the federal government has grown without check. The legislation seems at least partially aimed at U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Cornyn has seen his popularity fade after helping Democrats push a gun control bill last year, funding red flag laws that confiscate Americans' guns without due process. After the bill passed the Senate, delegates at the Texas GOP biennial convention in June booed Cornyn off the stage. Texas Attorney Tony McDonald said that while he likes the conversation that Harrison's measure raises about the effectiveness of elected officials, McDonald said the courts would likely find a recall mechanism for U.S. senators unconstitutional. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
At a special field hearing in McAllen of the U.S. House Homeland Security Committee this week, Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz admitted that the United States doesn't have operational control of the Southwest border. Ortiz's statement contradicts those made by U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Mayorkas previously told Congress that the U.S. does have operational control of the Southwest border. The congressman got an earful from the agencies and people working directly to combat illegal immigration at the border. Stephen McCraw, who's the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, told the committee that the situation at the border was a federal policy disaster. Kinney County Sheriff Ben Coe said his county was under siege by illegal aliens and smugglers. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Brandon Walton, Emily Wilkerson, and Soli Rice. The Texas Minute was produced today by Walker York in the 1836 studios. While everyone else is talking about shamrocks and green beer, let me end the week with this prayer attributed to St. Patrick. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I rise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.